Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. If you joined us in Season 0, Episode 18, MVPs, you discovered that we needed to learn all about Mons Flammus Eructans, a volcano, a mountain belching fire. What did I know about volcanoes? It was during a rainstorm that I had a brainstorm. One hot summer day, way too long ago, when I was a parvus puer, a small boy, I was sitting upside down, the Latin is conversa, on the couch, with my head on the formica flooring and my feet up in the air. It was then that I got an idea. Either that, or a formica, an ant, was crawling on my nose. Ooh, everyone, sit upside down right now, unless you're driving. What an idea! The word idea goes back to the Latin word, idea, a form or pattern. I had learned in school back then that the earth, terra firma, was actually a gigantic round ball, like my baby cousin's head. I wondered, do people on the other side of the planet stand upside down in relation to us? And if they were upside down, conversa, why didn't they fall off into outer space? And what did they think of us? I decided to conduct an experiment. From the Latin experimentum, a trial, a test, a proof. I would dig a hole to the other side of the earth and see where people stood. I borrowed one of my grandmother's tablespoons, walked to my cousin's house, and told him about my journey to the center of the earth. Yuge, I said. He said, hooray, or maybe he said, you go. We left the bleak, barren wastes of our neighborhood. We crawled like ants under our neighbor's porch, which felt like the craters of Sneifeljukut. The Latin word for crater is crater. The other word is Icelandic. We began an excavation. From the Latin, excavatio, a hollowing out. There was dust, dirt, stones, and possibly ants crawling everywhere. We dug. It grew impossibly warm, like hissing steam caves. Our strength was waning. Oddly, the words of actor James Mason, star of the 1959 movie by 20th Century Fox, called, appropriately, Journey to the Center of the Earth, burned in my head at that moment like cascading salt beds. He had promoted the movie dramatically. The movie is based on the Jules Verne classic by the same name. Read it sometime soon. In fact, drop everything right now and go read it. Don't worry, Latin whimsy is always with you. Still there? Well, good. Here's a pop quiz. How many of the following words sound like they're in Latin? We call them derivatives. Yummy English words derived from or rooted in Latin. Get out your tabella, your notebook, and keep count. Here's what James Mason, the actor, said. We'll take our leave of civilization, from the bleak, barren wastes of Iceland. Peer in awe at the bottomless crater of an uncharted volcano. Make the perilous descent into the unknown. You'll pioneer with us through countless miles of trackless labyrinths. Discover huge subterranean caverns never beheld by human eye. Become lost in the weird underground maze. You'll find yourself engulfed in grotesque, petrified jungles. Marvel at the fantastically beautiful quartz grotto. Tumble into cascading salt beds. Escape from hissing steam caves. Behold the staggering underground ocean. You'll encounter breathtaking dangers beyond belief here at the center of the Earth. Before we get too far, MVPs, how many Latin derivatives did you hear? 5? 10? 15? 20? A million? Write it down and let us know. Getting back to our story, I want you to realize that this was how my young imagination as a small boy was fired by the magical, excited words of people looking at nature in dramatic ways. Yes, I was a boy with a spoon under a porch in the dirt. But still, the words of imagination transform everything into something bigger, brighter, and better, and sometimes more dangerous. This, my MVPs, is the dramatic power of words based in Latin. I've heard Latin derivatives all my life. You have too. Anyway, I was digging with my spoon for hours, days, eternities, at least 20 minutes, and started feeling a little dizzy, vertiginous, from the Latin vertigo, meaning a spinning movement. Oh. But I was a spelunker, a cave explorer, from the Latin spelunca, meaning, yes, a cave. I thought I felt the heat of the Earth's fiery core. Now, the core is found about 2,900 kilometers or 1,802 miles below the Earth's surface. And we had easily gone that far with our spoons, I thought. Core, from the Latin core, C-O-R, meaning the heart. Yes, we were in the heart of the Earth. I could hear it pounding, like footsteps kicking under the porch. I turned to my cousin, but he was gone, vanished, vaporized, kaput, swallowed, no doubt, by the crater of Snæfellsjökull. Either that, or he had gone home to lunch. And then, MVPs, it happened. The menace of Mobius. But that's a story for next time. Don't miss it. For now, get back to reading Jules Verne. And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.